This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
People really don't know what their expenses will be because they don't know how long that they're going to live.
Obviously, the older you are, the more secure your income you are.
It's going to more safe things that they know. If they know they're going to need that money to supplement their retirement, well, then you can't play that risk.
Welcome to From Diapers to It Depends with Robert Goldsmith. Robert has been an expert in the financial services arena for over 30 years, and now he wants to teach you a few tricks of the trade. And now, From Diapers to It Depends with Robert Goldsmith.
Good morning, USA. This is Robert Bobby Goldsmith, your favorite financial advisor and stand-up comic. Did I mention that? I'm here today with my lovely wife, Deanna, and we are talking your money. You see, the thing that's interesting about what I notice most people is that they seem to go about their day doing just the things they want to do, not focusing on the fact that there's probably a lot of things they could be doing better in their financial life, but unfortunately, no one's ever told them about it. So as a result, they just, you know, skip through the day. So we want to actually bring you some news and notes and information, topics that can assist you with making the right decisions about your money and how to move forward in your financial life. Now, let me tell you a little bit first about our show. Our show is recorded and it is broadcast live Wednesdays in the Tampa Bay area at 9 a.m. And if you happen to be in Southern California, where most of my clients may have originated, you're probably going to see us at 6 a.m. So if you're in the drive time in the morning, listen to us live on the internet on your phone. It's the Tantalk Radio Network. Now, if you're listening in the area, you'd like to call into our show, I advise you to just give us a call at 727-441-3000. Again, that's 727-441-3000, where you can listen in and or we'll take your questions live on the air. And if some of your questions are personal, don't be apprehensive. We'll actually address them later on as well after the show if that's something that you feel you'd like to do. So anyway, again, my name is Robert Goldsmith. I'm here with Deanna, and we are talking about your money. Now, you can find us on the web at financial411.net, and here are some of the things you will find on our website. Number one, we'll talk about how insurance can be an asset instead of just an expense, and I'll bring that up in just a little bit. That's going to be the topic for today. And then number two, we'll talk about how to save with safe money. Safe money. In fact, we've added a new phone number for those of you that are listening and would like to be able to check us out on the web. That number is 844-435-SAFE, S-A-F-E. 844-435-7233 is our new number for toll-free contact and more information on things that may be something you need to consider in the financial world. So again, we'll talk about living trust. We'll talk about annuities. We'll talk about gold and silver. In fact, we've got coming up a list of guests. Let me give you some of the guests we've got coming up on our future shows. We've got Nathan Akers, who's from the National Gold Consultants, and we're going to be talking about how to add gold into your portfolio or silver into your portfolio, precious metals, and why this may be a good time, which will actually lead me to another subject on Donald Trump addressing the Bitcoin. We'll talk about that later in the segment in our show. And we'll talk about some of the concerns that people are having as well. So there's a lot of topics here that we've got in store for you. But today we're going to talk about life insurance. Do you have any points you want to add?
Not until later on in the show.
I love it. She's got the voice, but but she's going to bring it on a little bit later. Hey, so let's talk a little bit about what has been reported in the news. And here's the thing that in the financial world, most people don't take into consideration until it's too late, and that is planning for your retirement. So let me give you the thought process. For example, when you're 25 years old, you're 30 years old, and you are just getting started in the workforce, the odds are pretty good that you're doing almost everything you can, using almost every penny that you earn to try to get by, right? You're not usually making the maximum income you'll make in your lifetime on a per year basis. So as a result, you're trying to get that car, right? You're trying to maybe get that apartment or buy a house. Maybe if you're 27, 28, up into the 30s, you have a kid. So all those things change, and the ability to use your money efficiently has literally dropped because of the things that are going on. So one of the things that came out in an article this morning is how retirees are actually concerned about their bills in their retirement, right? What are they going to do? For example, a lot of people don't realize it, but a majority of people depend on Social Security for their almost singular or greatest source of retirement income. Now, why is that? It's because most people never set a plan in order to have a retirement down the road. So here's my question to you. Do you have a plan? Do you have something in place for your retirement? So that's something that we've been doing, and we've been doing this now for almost 40 years, helping people plan for their retirement. And I'm going to talk about setting up that nest egg, right? Most people just don't have that. So the article that came out today talked about how people are concerned. And what are their concerns? Well, about personal finances. And the answer is Social Security going to be enough? Is it going to be cut? What are their strategies to maintain it? They don't want to go back to work. And in fact, many corporations probably wouldn't hire people above 65 because they don't see what's called longevity in their future. So if you're a retiree and you've got a question about how to get your money to last, there are some things you may not be aware of that we can absolutely assist you with. So I'm going to move forward and give you some topics here that I think are important. And number one is, what's the least expensive thing that you can do as a youngster to set yourself up for your retirement? You know what that is? It's start by saving. That's right. I know it sounds crazy, but it could be as little as $25 or $50 a month into a decent mutual fund. Or it can be something that you even put into a savings plan just so you have something. And then as you accumulate more money, you can be able to use that in a more strategic fashion. But the fact is, you got to start, right? One of the sayings I think you've heard years ago is, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to become great. And that's in the sports world, that's in the business world, but it's similar in the financial world. You have to start saving somewhere, because you can't become a huge investor if you got 25 bucks, but you can start by saving 25 bucks and putting it someplace where you can start to accumulate some money. So most people, most retirees are struggling because when they were young like you, you probably weren't saving your money. And, you know, a lot of people say, I mentioned this just a little bit ago, they haven't got the money to save because everything they do in their financial life is actually taking up all of their assets. Now, what are the things that you probably can do to start that? And you've heard this so many times, you set up a budget, right? So what's the budget you want to set? A, you first figure out how much do you have coming in, followed by B, how much do you have going out, right? So let's look at those two numbers. First thing is, let's just take a person making $5,000 a month, put $4,000 net after Uncle Sam takes his cut. And you said, okay, here's my rent, and that's maybe $1,200 to $1,500. Then you said, well, how do I get to my job? And that's your car. And with your car, let's say that's $300 to $400 a month for a payment. Then you've got insurance, that's another $100 a month, right? Then you start throwing in gas and or maintenance you set aside, and that's just getting to and from work and having a job. Then comes the next part, because somewhere along in the day, I'm going to guess you might want to eat. And if you're going to eat, you're going to say, where do I spend my money most effectively? A lot of people spend their money buying a Starbucks right in the morning. I'm not saying that's a bad idea, nothing against Starbucks, but it is a little pricier than some other coffee shops. That's number one. Number two, if you do it every day and you start adding those numbers into the equation, you're probably going to find out that if you did $5 a day, that's $25 a week, that's $100 a month on coffee that could have been better set aside by making your coffee at home for a whole lot less, bringing it with you, and then going out and saving the rest of that money. So that's just one place you can think about starting. Now, number two is, where else can I start to save some money? And you want to look at your taxes, right? What do I mean by look at your taxes? Well, I'm going to ask you, do you get a tax return each year, a tax refund? If you're getting a refund, what you may not be aware of, but that's the equivalent of lending money to Uncle Sam for free, and he's not going to lend it to you for free because he charges a hefty interest rate when and if you owe them money and you didn't pay it back by April 15th. Just keep that in mind. So you're lending it to them for free. Then you're going to file a memo to them, right? They call it a return. And you're going to say, send me back the money I overpaid you. Well, that's money that instead of overpaying them, you could have been using and putting it into an account that might be earning an interest rate or at least saving for yourself so you know exactly where you are. The goal in your taxes should be to break even or maybe have them owe you a little rather than put yourself into a position where you're giving it to them free of cost so that they can send it back to you later on and you feel like you got a little bit of a nest egg. Why not just create that nest egg up front? So what I'm saying is those are things that you can do. So now we're back to your budget, right? So we cut down our coffee. Maybe we looked at our tax return. And now we're going to say, well, what's the cost for my auto insurance? And the question I'm going to ask you is, are you shopping for your auto insurance? And if you're not shopping for your auto insurance, probably making a mistake. In fact, it's probably advantageous to shop every 2 to 3 years. And the reason is that most carriers in the insurance industry have what's called the buy-in rate. That's the lure. That's what gets you into becoming one of their clients. Followed by what happens next is they raise the rates, whether it's every 6 months or every year. And if you're on automatic payments and you don't pay attention to it, you probably end up paying the higher rate without having shopped for a lower rate because you just didn't pay attention, which brings me back to my first statement. Too many people go about their life day in, day out, just living it because it's what they expect. It's the norm. It's what they do without paying attention to how they can be making moves in the financial arena that could be beneficial for them. So those are some of the mistakes that people are making, and we certainly want to encourage you to do beyond that, right? That's another thing to set forth in your budget. Then I'm going to tell you, when it comes to buying food, are you going out to the restaurants and are you financing your meals, right? So for example, let's say you and your wife or you and your girlfriend or spouse, boyfriend, whatever, you went ahead and you purchased a meal and you ended up spending about 15 to 20 bucks a piece with your drinks and your foods, right? So that's 40 bucks. Once you add tax to that and then you add the tip to that, you're now at least at $50. Could have made it home for maybe 10. But my question is, if you finance that on a credit card and you do that 3 to 4 times a month, you're now at $200. And if you pay the minimum payment of $50, now you're accumulating interest on the other $150. So you have just financed your dinner at a level much higher than you realize you're doing. You're financing a dinner. So it's going to be important to use your credit cards wisely and then not go ahead and finance that dinner by paying only the minimum payment. If you're going to go out to dinner, then at the end of the month, you should be paying that bill off. That's what you really should be doing. So those are some of the components that people should be taking into consideration when managing their money. And I'm going to add in a couple other bad habits, right? Bad habits are, am I overspending for alcohol? I'm not saying it's inappropriate to have a glass of wine or a beer occasionally at dinner, but if you end up spending $6-7 for a beer, and then you start to add the tax and tip to that, you realize you're paying about 10 bucks. You do that 4 or 5 times a week, and all of a sudden, you are spending substantial money that instead of putting it away, you're throwing it away on your habits. And I didn't even mention smoking yet, right? So smoking, another habit that can be pretty expensive. So there's a lot of things that you can be doing as an alternative. Those are some of the things that can make a difference in your financial life. So I would encourage you to start looking at your budget, start setting where you want to be, and then making a move to change the way that you manage your life. And now we're going to talk about some of the other things as we move forward into the next segment. Again, this is the Tan Talk Radio Network. My name is Robert Bobby Goldsmith, and the number you can call in with any questions, 727-441-3000. Again, that's 727-441-3000. We are live on Facebook as well, and we'll be right back with a talk on an asset you may not even be aware of. See you on the flip side.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Robert Goldsmith, host of the unscripted talk radio program From Diapers to It Depends, where almost anything goes. Every Wednesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., I'll be bringing you tips and tricks on how to get the most from your hard-earned money. With money comes questions, and I've got the answers. Do you realize that almost everything you do can impact your financial lifestyle? From how you pay for your dinner to how you finance your home, everything is important. Tune in each and every Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m., and let's make your money work hard for you on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Tune in to the Shrink and Wrap Show here on Tan Talk Radio. Our stories and our topics will include, but are not limited to, everyday issues. We're here for you, for our listeners. We want to know what's important to you. So again, don't miss us on Tan Talk Radio. Tune in again, Shrink and Wrap Show. We'll see you then.
That's the Shrink and Wrap Show, every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hello, this is the one and only Robbie the Shark. I want to welcome you to the new program. All groovy, man. I just want a bunch of folks in front of my porch. Let's have a Coca-Cola, a sweet tea, or whatever your drink of flavor is, and let's just talk about life and how far we've come. It's on the only 1340 WTAN 10 Talk Radio Network.
It's All Groovy with Robbie the Shark. Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Listen at your own risk.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets, from animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune in to the show on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Pet Buzz, Saturday mornings, 8 to 9 a.m.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Robert Goldsmith here with Deanna Goldsmith, who will be talking into this segment, she promised. As we create a new version of our From Diapers to It Depends, we are glad to be back on the air after a few year hiatus. And again, we are the Tan Talk Radio Network online. And if you'd like to call in with any questions, feel free to do that, 727-441-3000. Again, that's 727-441-3000. I am Robert Goldsmith with Deanna Goldsmith. We are financial411.net. And we are going to be available to assist you with some anything financial. The first segment, we talked a little bit about setting a budget so you have some money to set aside. And we'll wrap that up with other segments later on, but just giving you some ideas and things that you can do. Now I want to talk to you about something that's very prudent, very important. And it was important in my life. It was important in my wife's life. And most people just don't realize that. But when I was just a teenager, my dad passed away. And he didn't have any insurance policy. He didn't have any financial plan. Mom had an eighth grade education. And so by default, there was little to no funding for us to live on. We had a mortgage payment that was only about $350 a month back in the day, and mom still couldn't afford to do that. So we ended up selling the house, you know, renting, and things didn't turn out as well as they could have been had we had a plan. The crazy thing about that is that the cost of insurance, life insurance, is a lot less expensive, particularly when you're younger, than most people think of it. But here's the problem. If I said to you, what does life insurance do? What is it for? Most people perceive it only as a death protection policy. And it's really not death protection. It pays on death, right? Because if you want death protection, you got to get the mob and they'll make sure you don't get shot, right? But we're talking about basically people not understanding the simple value of an investment into life insurance. And I use the word investment because even a term policy without cash value can later in life be sold as an asset so that you can generate income from that little $25 a month policy that you paid later on. So again, I'm going to harken back to the fact that life insurance is in fact nothing more than death protection initially. But if you got the right plan, let me repeat that, not every plan fits the bill. If you got the right plan, that actually allowed you to use that plan in the future as an asset that you can sell, or that you can later on convert to accumulate cash that, listen to this, grows tax deferred and tax free. It can literally change your life. Let me repeat that. That if you actually bought the right plan for $25 to $50 a month, you could literally change your life financially down the road. Most people are not aware of that. So I'm going to tell you, what is life insurance for? And Deanna, do you want to tell me what life insurance is for?
Well, life insurance can be used for many different reasons, but I know most of the public perceives it as you stated before, death insurance.
Right.
But in my case, when I was 27 years old, my spouse passed away. And even though he had insurance, he didn't have an adequate amount for us. So he had enough for me to get by for maybe 1 or 2 years. And then after that, it wasn't enough for my daughter and I to survive, because I was left with a 2-year-old on my own. He didn't want me to work after I had the baby, so I quit my job. We traveled because his job brought him overseas.
Can she hear you?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. Technical difficulty.
Okay, keep going.
Unplug them.
Uh-oh, unplug these ones?
The extra pair.
You unplugged me.
That's fine.
No. Keep hers plugged, unplug the other. The ones aren't being used.
Okay, to continue with my story. So, you know, even though he had group insurance through his employer, he thought it would be enough for the first to get through. But what I've noticed over the past few years is I'm seeing a lot of people that are now, when a person in their family passes away or something, they're doing the GoFundMe accounts for the life insurance because they weren't prepared. So as me being a young woman back then, I could vouch for how important life insurance is for you to buy at a very young age. You know, I was doing some research on Robert on online today, and did you know that only 52% of Americans actually have life insurance policies?
Not surprised. Most people don't place value on it, and they look at it as an expense rather than as an asset.
But do you realize out of that 52%, 26% of those are group life insurance policies through their employer?
Which means that if it's group life insurance, it's not something they're actually, or they consider they're paying for it. Trust me, they're paying for it. They don't realize that. It's considered a benefit, but the employer could have been paying you that money instead. So you're paying for it by default rather than by intention. Now, that being said, there's also limits on what you can do with that group insurance policy.
Correct. It's the amount, too. From when I was doing a lot of the research, I realized that with group life insurance, you're only getting 2 to 3 amounts of the breadwinner's salary.
You're only getting a small percentage of
Correct.
Their salary. Correct. So the challenge is that most people don't consider life insurance important because they think that they're young and they have plenty of time left and nothing's going to happen to them. Actually, on my Facebook page, I did put a post yesterday about a person whose wife decided that she needed life insurance when they were young, even though they were young. But she ended up getting cancer and unfortunately passing from that. And the husband and the kids are certainly living a better life, or at least they're more comfortable without the stress of her not working and her bringing home an income. And here's the biggest challenge, is that we're living in a two-income society today. Very rarely do you find just one spouse working because of the cost to live today. So as a result, it's more prudent for people to start thinking about what happens if my wife passes away. And even if your wife or your spouse is not working, because there are some men that stay home, they're, you know, stay-at-home dads, and they take care of the kids because the wife has a good job. But at the end of the day, if that spouse passes away, the question you have to ask yourself is, at this point, who's going to take care of the kids? Who's going to be taking them to soccer practice? Who's going to be picking them up from school? Who's going to be cleaning the diapers? Who's going to be making sure they have their lunch? Who's going to be there for any of the things that happen during the day? Because that's a full-time job. People don't realize that. So there's a value that has to be placed on that one individual that most people don't place a value, because they only think of the person that's the breadwinner and not necessarily the person that's doing the work at home. There's a value on everybody's life. In fact, you can go to our website and on our Facebook page, and we have a calculator that'll give you a life value for that particular person's role, what they do in the household. And that's important. So you need to consider that. Now I'm going to go back to one thing that Deanna just said, is that the life insurance can, when someone passes away inappropriately, take care of that spouse and that child for that particular period of time. Now here's the next thing. You're saying, but the odds of me dying are so, so low by comparison to the person that isn't dying, that I don't know that I need it right now. I don't know that I have that expense. Is that something I should fit in my budget? And yet, in the beginning of the top of the hour, I talked to you a little bit about ways that you could save money, right? One of the ways that you could save money was, we talked about, you know, looking at your tax return and making adjustments there, making, taking care of some of the habits, whether it's alcohol or smoking, and maybe removing or dropping that down somewhat so that the expenses or the outgo is less. We talked about some of the things like shopping for your insurance policies for your automobile, right? There's a lot of things that you can do, and even at some point you can also do what's called refinancing of debt, so that you can take some debt and make the payments lower so that you have a better cash flow. And in my world, cash flow is king. So I wanted to point out that it's important for you to look at life insurance for what it can do, but how do you fit it into the equation? And that's where your budget came in. That's why we talked at the top of the hour about your budget. Now I'm going to share something uniquely different with you. We all know that life insurance has a multiple ways with which you can purchase it, right? There's the term plan that only is for a specific premium for a specific period of time. But if you get the right term, you'll have the ability to continue that as a longer permanent plan down the road at the health condition you were the day you bought it. Now, I want you to think of that from that perspective. Just imagine you're 25 years old, young and healthy. You're going to go get the best possible rate, simply because you're young and healthy. That rate can be transferred to you at the age of, let's say, 50 or 55, simply because you purchased that plan when you were healthy with what's called a conversion feature. That gives you the ability to take that term plan, make it a permanent plan, and now continue, even though you'll be paying for the age you are at the time of conversion. So if you converted at 55, you'll be getting a 55-year-old rate, but it'll be the best health rate possible. So what you did is you secured at age 25 your rate for you at age 55 as the best possible health if you got the right plan, right? Again, not all plans offer that as an option. Why is that important? Because if you got sick, hurt, couldn't work, you can continue that plan. And did you know the right plan can also be accessed while you're alive? Imagine the death benefit being paid to you while you're alive. You know, there were people who used to say when I was younger, well, if I could figure out how to live and die at the same time, I can cash in my policy, I'd be rich. Well, that's not always going to happen. But what would happen is if you got sick, heart attack, stroke, cancer, organ transplant, Alzheimer's disease, you could take a percentage of that death benefit and you can use that to pay your bills, to pay medical bills, or maybe just for living expenses. That exists today, and you could buy it inexpensively and convert it down the road. Number two, if God forbid you were had a chronic illness, such as something similar to being a long-term care facility, right, or a nursing home, you could access more of that money if you were in that position. And then, God forbid, it was terminal and you wanted to be in a position where you could take care of your bills. Or maybe what one of my clients did is they took the money, went with their kids, bought a house, got to hear a thank you, got to see the house their kids were going to live in, that they funded simply because they bought the right life insurance plan down the road. They could get the money in advance. Important. And when I notice, you know, it's funny because as I look at the Facebook Live, I see people that are tuning in and then hanging up. Why? Because we're talking about insurance, which just goes to prove my point. People don't comprehend what's going on with life insurance. And they go about their day doing their things on their Facebook, posting on social media, taking pictures of the dinner, but not paying any relevance to what's happening in their financial life when it might only take them 15 or 20 minutes or a phone call to make that happen. So just some idiotic things people do.
Well, no, a good example of that is whenever you, we had this discussion last night when we were at dinner with our friends, when you talk about, oh, when people ask you what you do, when you say, you know, you're into financial stuff, oh, they don't want to hear it. But the minute they hear about your hobby being a comedian, oh my God, you've got their attention for the whole night. It's amazing.
Should we tell the story about in Iowa?
It's amazing how things that people need to hear about, they don't want to hear about. But I did want to go back to one thing, Robert, when you were talking about the conversion feature of life insurance. When, you know, we're talking to a lot of people and they'll say, oh, we have our group out, our group on life insurance, we don't need to worry about it. But people don't realize that a lot of the companies, once you leave them, you can't take that group life insurance policy with you. And if you can take it with you, they give you 31 days to convert that to a whole life policy, but you don't get the best rate. You get a standard rate. So you could be the healthiest person in the world and you're not going to get the rate class that you deserve.
Yeah, people think that group insurance is an asset. And to some extent, it can be beneficial if something does happen while you're at work. But it's not something you have to count on for the rest of your life. So give that some consideration. You know what? And if you want to, I'm going to encourage you to call us. And again, we have a toll-free number, 844-435-SAFE. That's 844-435-SAFE-7233. So I would encourage you to give us a call. We can talk to you, get you a rate quote. We can do a comparison of what you currently have to what's available in the marketplace. And here's something that's important. Most people don't realize that products change, right? So for example, if I said 20 years ago, what kind of TV were you watching? The odds are pretty good. It was an analog TV, one of those big old-fashioned tube TVs that you needed three people to move. Now you can pick them up. They're really light. They're very inexpensive. In fact, I was looking at one the other day for one of our guest rooms, and a 42-inch TV was $135. Yeah, I remember spending $750 on a 32-inch tube TV at Circuit City, so we're talking years ago. But yeah, that's my point, is to just kind of give you an idea of what people were spending their money on and doing it appropriately. So as you tune in and tune out, just remember this, is that what you don't know will hurt you. Remember the old cliche, what you don't know won't hurt you? Well, what you don't know can hurt you. It'll hurt your finances, it'll hurt your family, hurt your budget. Just don't realize it down the road. So group insurance, yeah, probably not the best idea.
Well, no, if you have group insurance, we always recommend you to get an outside policy along it. That way, if you do leave the company, at least you have something and you are protected.
You know what I would tell people too, is that most people don't realize you can sometimes go to your employer and purchase additional group insurance without having to qualify for it. So where does that come in? And the answer is, if somebody purchased an insurance policy, or at least attempted to purchase an insurance policy, and then found out that they were unqualified due to health reasons, and we've had people that didn't know they had diabetes, or they had other health issues that could be life-threatening to them. So sometimes taking that exam to actually qualify for an insurance policy can be life-changing. So, and I'm telling you, we've saved some lives just simply because of that. So we're talking today about your finances, your money, how to make your money work best for you, how do you look at your budget. And we just had a short segment on how life insurance can be a very valuable commodity. And I didn't even talk about how it can make money for you. But here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm Robert Goldsmith. This is Deanna Goldsmith. We are financial411.net. You could find this on the radio. If you've got a question, you can call us in here on the Tan Talk Radio Network at 727-441-3000. Again, that's 727-441-3000. And if you'd like to reach us after the show, feel free to call us at 844-435-SAFE. That's 844-435-SAFE. And we'll talk about where you are in your financial life. We will be back in just a bit. We are taking our second break, and see you on the flip side on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi. Hi, I'm Robert Goldsmith, host of the unscripted talk radio program From Diapers to It Depends, where almost anything goes. Every Wednesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., I'll be bringing you tips and tricks on how to get the most from your hard-earned money. With money comes questions, and I've got the answers. Do you realize that almost everything you do can impact your financial lifestyle? From how you pay for your dinner to how you finance your home, everything is important. Tune in each and every Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m., and let's make your money work hard for you on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Do you have questions after being injured in a car accident or injured because of someone's negligence? Do you feel overwhelmed or uncertain about the next steps after being injured in a crash? The personal injury attorneys at Peronic, Caulfield, Averill, and Noyes have been helping their injured clients since 1955 and are now on this radio station to provide guidance to you. Listen to FLA Law each Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Let their decades of experience help you and your family. Offices in Clearwater, non-attorney spokesman.
Hello there, Tampa Bay. This is former NFL and college football coach Jimmy Johnson. Listen to the Kelly Kelly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They can sure use the attention.
And this is former Major League Baseball player, Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. I also hope you listen to the Kelly Kelly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They can darn sure use the money.
Hi there. This is marine wildlife artist and conservationist Dr. Guy Harvey. Please listen to the Kelly Kelly Show every Monday starting at 5 p.m. They need to feel worthy.
This is Paul Porter, the arena voice of the Tampa Bay Lightning and Orlando Magic, and the press box voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I hope you'll join me every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for my weekly show, The Home Team, heard right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network and Facebook Live, The Home Team with Paul Porter, talking Lightning, Bucks, Rays, USF, and a whole lot more. Your calls and prize giveaways. Join us this Saturday and every Saturday morning for The Home Team, 9 to 11, on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Robert Goldsmith along with Deanna Goldsmith. And Deanna is on Tan Talk Radio Network this morning, and she's going to be asking me a question. Go ahead.
Yes, over the weekend, Robert, you put out emails, a question, and one of the questions came up was, well, why should we get buy insurance through you when we can get it online? Their conception is that they would have to pay you for it, and they think it's cheaper to buy it online.
Great question. So let me tell you a little bit about that. Number one is life insurance isn't based on the cost from who you buy it from. It's on the carrier determines the cost, and it doesn't matter whether you bought it directly from the carrier, whether you bought it from an online service, or whether you bought it from an expert, and I'm going to say that's me, so that you actually get the information that you need, and more importantly, not how to just buy the insurance, but how to use the insurance.
Correct. And from what I'm seeing is a lot of them are saying, oh, look, it's a guaranteed issue. I don't have to, and they're mixing guaranteed issue up. And so now they're paying more for their life insurance because they don't realize that's putting them in a higher class rate.
Exactly. So what does guaranteed issue mean? Guaranteed issue means that regardless of your health condition, which is very rare to get that kind of a plan, but it does exist. What that means is that they're going to insure anybody who applies. That means they're taking in people who are sick, near death perhaps, where they've got a guaranteed loss. So how do they make up for that? And the answer is higher premiums, right? So
correct.
Because they're paying higher premiums, you might be getting coverage, but you're not necessarily getting coverage that is going to be valuable for you unless you die quickly. So if you're going to do that, make sure you die right away. I guess you could do that. That would be fun, right?
Yeah, fun dying. Great, Robert. I think one of the other things, too, is when you buy online, you're getting the policy. You may not know what some of the words mean or what's going on in the policy. You have no one to go to.
You know,
so it's like, okay, well, I bought this policy. Who can help me with it?
Exactly. So here's the thing. If you've ever bought an insurance policy and you opened up the policy packet that comes with it, you'll notice that it's probably about 30 pages on average. Sometimes they're longer, specifically with annuities today. But if you bought a life insurance policy, it's like 30 pages. And you have to realize that verbiage is all in there for a reason. The attorney didn't just put it in there and say, oh, let's just throw this in there. They actually did it because it protects the insurance company and gives you what your rights are. And if you don't know them, and you don't know how to use them, you make mistakes. Do you know how many phone calls I get almost each and every day about somebody that says, hey, I bought an insurance policy from some other company and I didn't know how this works. Is there something I can do? Because they never took the time to go into it. I recently had a phone call from a gentleman who his mother had assigned his life her life insurance benefits to a nursing home. And when she signed that, within 6 weeks, she had passed away. Now, somebody thinks there could have been some hanky-panky in that. I have no opinion on that whatsoever. But that being said is that people don't realize that there are ownership rights in it. There are beneficial rights. I'm an irrevocable beneficiary. What assets do I have available that I can use? Is it a cash accumulation plan? Does it have any cash in it? Or is it just a pure term plan? So a lot of intricacies when it comes to life insurance, people just don't know because they don't take the time to ask because they don't put any value in it. They put more value in what they're going to have for dinner or what TV show's on today or what movie star did what or married whom, but focused not on anything that manages in their financial life.
I think it's like the old cliche, like you used to talk about, well, it's an asset, but because they can't touch it or see it or, you know, have it, play or whatever, they don't put value on it.
Well, they don't put value on the time because they consider it an expense, not an asset. And they don't realize the asset. Just imagine, you bought an insurance policy that's designed to take care of your family if you were to pass away prematurely. But if you don't and you live and you're 65, 70 and you no longer need that policy, you could sell that policy and you could get cash that could help change your financial life in retirement to help pay bills. Crazy stuff, right?
Yeah. Did you know that the trend of buying life insurance from the baby boomers to the millennials to Gen Z is going down?
I'm not surprised. Again, no value.
They're not putting any value on it. But here's the thing. We are getting calls from millennials or Gen Zs regarding their parents or their grandparents who basically, and I hate to say it this way, have one foot in the grave and are calling us and asking us, well, can I get a life insurance policy on my grandfather or my mom? And we're like, well, no, you can't.
They're near death.
It's kind of like, oh, I just got in a car crash. Can I get car insurance now?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the crazy thing about most people not understanding how the rules of engagement work. We did have a couple call us up who had a parent in a nursing home, and they wanted to get life insurance on that parent now that they're in the nursing home. Well, good luck on that, right? It's just not going to happen. So I just want you to know that that's part of what happens in the real world, and most people just don't pay attention to it.
But you know what's amazing, Robert, is that these kids, and I guess I call them kids, anyone younger than me is a kid, even though they realize, oh my gosh, my parents didn't prepare, then you ask them, well, let's get you set. And they're like, oh, no, I'm not ready for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, okay, so what, are you going to have the same trend? You're going to have your grandkids or your kids, once you're older, say, hey, can I get life insurance when you're in that same situation? People just aren't ready to prepare, and I don't get it.
Well, people should be preparing for everything. Just like when you're driving a car, you got to be prepared to stop, right? So it's why you don't look away and you don't text while you drive. Anyway, so I want to go into something a little bit more intriguing today, because we've been talking today about insurance, budgeting, financial planning. We didn't even get really into retirement, but so many things that people need to consider when planning their financial future. And I'm Robert. This is
Deanna
Goldsmith, and we are Financial 411, where you can actually find us at 1-844-735 SAFE, S-A-F-E, that's 7233, that's 1-844-735-SAFE. More importantly, if you've got a question today and you want to get an answer on the air, we are looking for people who'd like to participate on our show. If you're a guest, if you do something differently, and if you're especially in the Tampa Bay area, anywhere from, I'm going to say, from Sarasota up to like Pasco County, feel free to, you know, give us a call at our toll-free number so that we can actually have a chat and see how we can talk about you and your program and some of the things that you might be able to add within the equation. So now I want to talk about something quickly, because I had a conversation with somebody today, actually not today, yesterday, about the economics of politics. And people don't realize this, right? So we know that there are people who will vote for Democrats because that's what they are, right? Just like as a Yankees fan, if I'm going to be a Yankees fan, I might be a diehard Yankees fan, win, lose, or draw, I'm still going to love them over the Red Sox, right? And the Red Sox are going to have a whole different opinion, because once you become a fan of those teams, you never change. Same could be said about the Cowboys and the Redskins in football, or the Giants and the Dodgers in baseball, right? That rivalry continues forever. In the business world or in the economics world, a lot of people don't realize that whether you vote for the Democrat or the Republican because you are one, that could be kind of devastating to you financially if the politics of that particular group has changed from where it maybe used to be, or maybe you're voting for the letter rather than the person. See, my biggest challenge with politics is that people focus on what the Democrats used to represent or what the Republicans used to represent and not realize that some of that has changed today. And so I had this conversation yesterday with an individual who said that his biggest challenge was that he wants to make sure that a woman is going to be president. Well, that has nothing to do with competency. That has nothing to do with the ability for that person to manage the country. And then someone said, well, I'm a Democrat through and through, and I'm always going to vote Democrat because of that. And someone else might be, well, I'm a Republican through and through. Here's what I want to tell you. I don't care what you are. You always need to realize that what we all are, first and foremost, are Americans. And in America is such a good country that people are climbing through the fences, right? Running through just to be here. There's nobody going, oh my God, I just can't wait to get to Berlin. All right, oh my God, I just can't wait to get to Africa, right? Nobody is saying that. They're all saying, I want to come to America. So no matter what the challenges are, America is still that country. But here's the thing. If we don't actually protect this country, then we could potentially see us fall into a whole different society. And so in my conversation, somebody told me, well, you know, when Trump did that tax cut, he ended up borrowing money that created more debt. Well, what I don't think people realize is that when we left millions of dollars of our military equipment in Afghanistan, pulled out, lost 13 Marines, that cost us money. When we didn't act and we left our military equipment in the hands of the Taliban and other terrorists, that cost us money. And then because we didn't act as a country that we always were before, we were strong and we were feared by the rest of the world and revered by the rest of the world, other countries took action. I think that's the reason we have the war in Ukraine and how much money has been spent on the war in Ukraine. And here's the thing that's important about that. We are financing that. The government doesn't make money. The government doesn't earn money. The government just takes money. And when they take or print their money, it's coming from us in two forms. Number one is the value of our dollar diminishes greatly. Our currency is diminished across the world. That's called inflation. And that's in the devaluation of the US dollar. Number two is that if they are taking our tax dollars and instead of spending the billions of dollars here in this country to improve it for the homeless or improve our healthcare system or to maybe enhance our Social Security benefits, to do the things that we need in this country, we have the funds, but we are sending them to different countries because we are protecting other countries instead of taking care of ourselves. That protection is a direct result of us not being a strong country under the current leadership. And you need to really give that some consideration. I was raised in New York and then in California, which are basically two cities that focus more on the left-leaning basis, right? My heritage is both left-leaning. But at the end of the day, and while I did vote for people back then, and I can tell you I voted for Clinton back then, that things have changed in my life. So I'm telling you that as an economist or a person that works in the financial world, there are expenses that we are incurring as a result of where and who we vote for in the political world. And I will tell you what's interesting. This is just an interesting thought. I wonder if Donald Trump was a Democrat, but still running with the same issues, if things would change, if people would feel differently about him personally. I don't know. I'm not there. I'm just saying that. But I am saying this, that I'm encouraging everybody to really just look at the economics of what happens in your life and then vote for the person that represents your morals, the person that represents your finance as well, because you know we're in the finance business here and that's what we do. And people don't realize that the circumstances are all related to, like, the stock market. It just go up based on who is in or who was out. And the crazy thing about the stock market is that the stock market doesn't just affect everybody. And when it doesn't affect everybody, it affects only the people that are in the market, right? Well, that's not entirely true, because It all changes. Hey, my name is Robert Goldsmith. We are Financial 411. I'm here with Deanna Goldsmith. I want to thank you for listening and tuning in this week. We'll be back next week with some more talk about retirement planning.
5 minutes.
Oh, okay. I got five. Okay. So I want to just give you some ideas on some of the things that we are talking about and educating you. So just some food for thought. Again, number to dial in, 727-441-3000. We encourage you to do that, to partake in the show. Get your questions answered. If you've got an opposing viewpoint, that's fine. We'll be happy to take that question on the air. We love the repartee. We've got guests coming up. Let me tell you who we've got coming up. We got Nathan Akers from National Gold Consultants, who's going to be on our show. Kimberly Verlez, a realtor here locally, talking about the real estate market. We're going to be talking about other assets. Let me give you one more asset you may not be familiar with, and that is the asset of called your home when it's free and clear. Did you know you could use your home to pay the bills and just still be, too loud, to still be living in the house like it's free and clear? That's just something that you need to recognize, that your house can be an asset you can live on. So let's say you're struggling in retirement and you're going, oh my God, how am I going to pay the bills? But your house is free and clear. Well, you know that when you have your house free and clear, you still got to pay your taxes, you still got to pay your HOA, and you still got to pay your homeowner's insurance. What if you could get money out of that house and you still just pay your taxes, your insurance, and your HOA? What if you could do that and now you have extra money to live on the rest of your life? Because you can't take the money with you. You can't take your house and convert it to traveler's checks like they did years ago and take that with you. It's done. Once you're done and once it's gone, it's gone. So why not live your best life by learning how to use what's called a reverse mortgage? Well, we actually do that at Financial 411. So I would encourage you, if you've got a question or comment, we can help you learn more about what is a reverse mortgage. Okay. And the number you can reach us at toll free is 844-735-SAFE. That's 844-735-SAFE or 7233. That's 435-7233. We are Financial 411 and we are excited to be here bringing you our information, our insight on some of the things, financial concerns that you may have, and talking about how to make money work for you instead of you always working for your money. So I just want to say thank you all for tuning in. Next week, again, we'll have Nathan Akers on our show from National Gold Consultants. He'll be calling in with some insight on how to use precious metals as part of your portfolio. Then we're going to have people from the Adagio Group talking about what it's like to be an accredited investor and how you can actually invest with returns that are up there in the 8 to 10% level, guaranteed with no risk to your principal, but there are some minimum requirements. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Then we're going to bring on an expert also from the annuity field to talk about the differences between fixed and indexed annuities. Deanna is a Medicare specialist. We'll talk about Medicare as well. Social Security. How do you take your Social Security? That's going to be an important asset for you as well. Again, my name is Robert Goldsmith. This is Deanna Goldsmith, and we are
Financial 411.
Okay, I'll see you on the flip side. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it.